she.
There was a stigma, though, wasn't there?
It was a stigma.
There was a stigma to being a Burnside, a child who'd been to Burnside. Now, this person who I had the letter from, I said that to her once, and she said, oh, no, there wasn't any of that. But she was only 26 when she was here. She's lived a lot of life since then, and she was a matron, not a child.
That's right.
So that, you know, her life's been different, our lives have been different since then. And there was a stigma. I wasn't aware of it till I was going to the tech. And something came up, you know, schools, you know, teenagers, mm-hmm. how each go to school, etc., etc. And something that I had somebody say to me, and after that I found that if I could get out of it, I wouldn't tell anybody where I went to school, let alone, you know, the upbringing. And even then, later in life, you still had the feeling that different people, they thought we were different or something.
No, you're from the poor people.
Because, well, we were different, we were, you know.
Well, it was classed as an orphan.
Yeah,
see,
oh, it's sure. like a real, oh, real yeah. difference,
it was,
you know.
Like out of the workhouse, yeah. kind of thing,
but
know?
To be quite yeah. honest, it didn't worry me that much.
Didn't worry me.
No, it didn't. Only this time yeah. that I struck, it was quite, I had somebody change like that, right. you know.
Yes.
And I wasn't aware till then that there was a stigma mm-hmm. at all. And after that I was, and a few years back, and not all that many years ago, mm-hmm. we were in a group like this, a church group, and I hadn't been to this type of thing before. And I told the lady, oh yes, I'll come with you, it was a dinner. And the lady in charge said, oh, we're going to do something a little bit different tonight, she said, than our normal games and that. She said, what we're going to do is we're going to go around in the circle and all tell each other, you know, sort of where we went to school, etc., etc. Well, you know, all of a sudden, I clamped up and I thought, no. And this is only since we went to Clare.
Yes.
And not all that many years ago, and I thought, oh, goodness, no. And thank goodness I was at the end of the circle. So I had time to sort of get my thoughts together. And the lady that, no, I was second in the circle, and all I just said was, oh, I went to school at Penshurst, and of course with this other lady said, oh, I went to school there. So that was great. And then I said, oh, I lived in the mountains for a couple of years, went to Parramatta School for a couple of years, lived in the mountains for a couple of years, I said, and then came back from the mountains and...
all true.
Yeah, all true, exactly. I had time to think about it, see. And went to Parramatta for a while longer, then to Granville. I met my husband there, and I said, we're married, and told the moves we'd had, and here I am. So I just got out of that.
Well, I had a real good friend.
Just scared me.
I was telling Dora only just the other day it came out. Because I worked at this PLC, this lass really thought I had gone to the PLC, you see. And she's telling some friends, and she said, of course, Vera wouldn't know. She went to the PLC. So I just humbled myself.
All covered
up. Well,
yes.